Hi, this is Nicole Kupchak, and this is Recess 10. Today, again, we're here live at the National Teaching Institute in Boston, Massachusetts. There are over 9,000 nurses at the conference this week. It's kind of crazy. But we're on the NTI floor, and so you're probably going to hear a lot of background noise, but I'm super lucky to be here with Bridget Joseph. Hi, Bridget.
Hey, Nicole. How are you?
Good. I'm so excited to chat with you again. So Bridget did one of the first podcasts, and here we are, It's a year and a half later, chatting about what's new in your role.
So, I'm so happy to be back. Thanks for talking to me.
Can you tell the audience what you do? Because you live here in Boston.
I do live in Boston. I am the program director for the Emergency Cardiovascular Care Center at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center.
Okay, so you guys are doing something new and innovative with documentation. Can you tell us what you're doing?
Yeah, so we've had issues just like everyone else does with documentation during code events and legibility with handwritten code events. And so a few years ago, I found the Full Code Pro app that you can download on an iPhone or an iPad, and we've started to use that to document our codes.
Wow.
Which is awesome.
What do the nurses think about it? Because documentation is always such a stickler, right? Because so many times the code, blue sheet in air quotes, does not tell the story. So tell us, like, what made you kind of consider this app?
So I started considering it because we were having some major issues with documentation. One big thing that stood out for us was that we were having about a 20% rate of documentation of end-tidal CO2 to confirm endotracheal tube placement.
Okay.
And visually, it's 100%. That, you know, all the attendings on the code blue team and me and, you know, various other people went to basically every code. And we saw that they were using it.
It's okay, so you knew they were putting on end-tidal CO2.
Correct.
Just weren't documenting.
Yeah, they weren't checking that box. But when we get the code sheet afterwards and we have to put everything into get with the guidelines database and, you know, we collect our own data, we're seeing that there's big empty gaps.
Okay.
We're also seeing that they were misdocumenting when defibrillations were given. And that's a huge one, right? Because you do want to defib in under 2 minutes for pulses, you know, VTAC, VFib. And we found that they just weren't documenting it. And we do use the code STAT program, so we were able to figure out when the defibs were given. So we were able to kind of fix that problem, but with a workaround. But we really wanted some way to get them to actually document and to do it quickly. And the biggest feedback from nurses is, this code sheet is so confusing.
Yeah.
I look at it all the time, and I can't find where things are, so I just start writing, and I don't even know if it's the right place. Can you read it? And the end result is, no, usually I can't read it.
Yeah.
And I'm searching all over the sheet for just, like, random notes of whatever. And, you know, they weren't using a centralized way of timing things. So
okay.
Some people were using looking at their watch, then looking at the wall clock, then looking at the defib. And all those times
those times never match up,
yeah.
Right? Those times, it's usually, the defibs, I think, usually sync to, like, atomic clock, right,
yeah.
Type, or I don't know if I'm using the right terminology, but they're usually pretty accurate. It's the wall clocks in the rooms.
Correct.
Many times. Or your watch, let's just be honest. My watch, I'm 3 hours off right,
right.
Now. Because I'm from Seattle and sitting here in Boston, so.
Right. People are using different, you know, we found that they're just using different sources, and even within the same code.
Yeah.
So we were having such trouble trying to figure out what actually was happening. And
yeah.
You're right, that is the only thing that we have to tell the story of the code,
yeah.
Is that sheet. And people forget about that, you know? I think in the heat of the moment, and I totally get it. The focus should be on the patient and the patient care and all that
Absolutely.
Stuff.
Absolutely, but you got to tell the story.
You do, and you got to make that documentation easy to do. And when I found that Full Code Pro app, it was like angels were singing from the sky. Because all you do is push a few buttons,
yeah.
And it's the easiest documentation.
Okay.
And at the end, you know, there's no searching for signatures for everyone. We were able to find a way to have electronic signatures.
No way.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Okay. Yeah. This is why it's taken me forever to, like, put into place.
That's okay, because you got to get all your ducks in a row.
Exactly.
Right? Okay.
And we wanted to make sure it was compliant and that, you know, it worked with medical records and,
okay.
You know, and that it was, you know, our legal team, like, everyone got this approved and this process approved.
Okay. So what are you going to download this Full Code Pro app on? I use iPads or phones. What do you guys
so use? We use all of. We actually already have iPhones for all of our resource nurses.
Okay.
It's downloaded on all of their iPhones.
Okay.
So the expectation is they're usually at the code. If they're not able to get there, that they're throwing that phone to someone who's running in the room.
Okay, got it.
So that we can document as quickly as possible. It's not going to start right when the code starts, but the documentation
never does.
You know,
code information on our scrub pants and paper towels and everything.
I mean, guilty. I've done that a million times.
I'm with you. We both have done it, right?
So, yeah. So I don't fault anyone.
No, absolutely not. Like, no judgment.
Correct. This is a no judgment zone. Yeah. However, I want to make it easy, and so we're just starting to trial it, and the feedback. We started trialing it actually during our mock code sessions that we do for the med surg nurses.
That's great.
And so it's in our simulation
center.
Yeah, and so they can like use it and feel it and see what it's like. And we've had really positive responses.
That's awesome. Like, so they think it's
like,
easy.
Yeah, they're like, oh my gosh. You know, and there is some generational stuff. I think the millennials love it and they're like, oh, this is so easy. And some people are like, I like to write. But I'm working on it. And I think it's some personality based, some generational.
It's
but
change, right?
It is. But you're like, oh my gosh, this is so much easier. It's color coded. Yeah. It's like a tap of a button. I don't have to, you know, search for a line.
Now, what about getting the information in the patient's chart? How does that work?
So we have all electronic medical records.
Okay.
So we have a process where we get the final tally from the app, and it gets emailed to us in an Excel spreadsheet, and we're able to upload that into their online medical record.
Okay.
And then the lead physician has to co-sign it as part of his event note.
Well, you know, and what would be amazing is in future versions just to, right there at the scene, sign and upload.
Well, we can put their name, so they do have to put their name in there.
Okay.
But because of, and this could be just our hospital and our firewalls and HIPAA issues and whatever, they don't want the signature to be at the time electronically.
Okay.
They want them to actually log in and have it.
Review
it and have their credentials as a login because to ensure that it's actually them signing.
Well, and that makes sense because, I mean, like, you know, in the heat of the moment, you do want to just take a minute and make sure everything looks accurate, right? Because you've got one person documenting and another person leading. So as a leader, I would just want to just take a quick look at it, make sure that it tells the story.
Right, and there was maybe something the recorder didn't hear. Maybe you asked for IO placement and something happened.
Yeah.
So the IO was delayed or whatever. So just little things like that. But, I mean, this process is taking me forever.
Yeah.
And I have the approval of everyone, I think, in the entire hospital. But it's been a really worthwhile process.
That is still going on. Well, I can't wait to chat with you in the future once you guys launch this and roll it out just to see how things go. I mean, you could end up being the poster child for electronic documentation.
And I'm hoping that I can collect enough data and have enough like staff support and staff satisfaction improvement and documentation improvement to maybe get some grants and funding to have an iPad for each code card. It's already there.
You'd have to chain those things down, though.
Right? I know.
That's
step two.
Walk in hospitals. All right. So, well, Bridget, I just want to thank you for being here. I just absolutely always love chatting with you.
You're
so much fun. But again, we're here live from NTI. And if you've never been to NTI, next year will be in Orlando, Florida in May. And so it's a super exciting conference if you can ever make it. So Bridget, thanks again for joining
me. Thanks so much for having me.
All right, this is Nicole Kopchak, and this is Recess 10.